What I am doing, you do not understand now, but you will understand later. These are the words that Jesus speaks to St. Peter. As Christ prepared to wash the feet of his disciples, Peter resisted because he didn't understand the meaning, purpose, or significance of what Christ was doing in that moment. We'll encounter these words again in Mass on Holy Thursday, but I want to offer them to you now as a context, a lens, or a framework for us to approach not only the words that we have just heard proclaimed in the gospel, but also the mystery of God's love that will be revealed to us throughout the liturgies this coming week. Now, although you and I have heard the story of Christ's passion many times and have participated in the celebrations of Holy Week all throughout our lives, might I suggest, with great respect, that we, like the disciples, still do not understand the full meaning of what Christ has done for us in his passion, death, and resurrection. For all the beauty, the ritual, and the complexity of the liturgy, we still do not understand the fullness of what's being revealed to us and the truth that we celebrate. Both within the context of the liturgy and in our daily lives, how often do you and I allow the presence and the workings of Christ to go unnoticed or misunderstood? How often do you and I stop to contemplate and meditate on the mystery of the cross, Christ's passion, death, and resurrection? Do we understand everything that he endured? Do we understand that he endured it out of love for us? Not just for us as a people collectively, but for me specifically, a beloved son or a beloved daughter of God. Do we acknowledge all that he's done to save us and to reveal the Father's love for us? This week, the holiest of weeks for Christians, God invites you and I to slow down, to put aside the unnecessary parts of our lives, and to spend more time contemplating his love for us. Through the beautiful liturgies that have been given to us as a gift to celebrate this week, we will plunge into the depths of that love and see the way in which God the Father has come to save us and to fulfill all his promises through his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. This week is much more than just long liturgies, processions, and pseudo-reenactments of the Paschal mystery. It's an opportunity for you and I to make ourselves present to Christ as he endures his passion and empties himself on the cross so that you and I might live free from sin and death and live eternally with him in heaven. Now, despite all that's revealed to us, like Peter in St. John's Gospel and the disciples in today's Gospel of Luke, there's a whole lot that we still do not understand. We might not understand everything that is happening in our lives. We might not understand our own actions or the actions of others. We might not understand or even take notice of everything that God is doing in our lives. And we might not understand why he didn't answer some of our prayers as we hoped. We may not even understand how much or why he even loves us at all. We may not even understand how much we need him to be present in our lives. But we should take those words of Jesus to Peter to heart. We may not understand it all right now, but we will. When that stone is rolled back on Easter morning, and the tomb is found to be empty, then we will begin to understand a little more about what God has accomplished in the suffering, death, and resurrection of his Son, Jesus Christ. We'll understand a little bit more the lengths that God is willing to go to save his beloved children and to draw us back to himself. will begin to understand a little more that the suffering and death of Jesus, as well as the suffering and death we encounter in our own lives, is not without meaning, purpose, or value. When that stone rolls away from the tomb, we will begin to understand a little more the good news of Christ's resurrection. We'll understand a little more the great victory over sin and death that has been won for us. We might not understand it all right now, and that's okay. Because the Christian life is one of constantly plunging into that mystery of God's love. It's a constant process of discovery and learning about the God who loves us so much that he gave his only begotten Son so that we might live. Our task now is not to understand fully, but rather to be faithful, to be hopeful, to believe in his promises, and to trust in the mercy and love of God that's revealed to us in the Paschal mystery that today we gather to celebrate.